Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I'm your humble host, Tom B. Stone, and I have a lot to unpack today. But first, I invite you to call and join the conversation and the freakus at 563-999-3754. That's once again 563-999-3754. Or you can also feel free to join me in the chat room where I will address the questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Now, I do say this every week, that topics I'm going to cover today may be controversial. I don't give a damn. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. If you have kids near you, good. Tell them to leave the room, because you're about to hear just how angry I am this week. Get the little kids out of the room, or if they're easily offended, just shut the show off. Now then, I will premise this broadcast today by saying that we as a country are in absolutely humongous trouble with Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief, as he continues to mishandle, domestic issues and catastrophes. What am I talking about? The wildfires in Maui, Hawaii, which approximately a week ago, Maui, Hawaii experienced a several tragic wildfires that destroyed the entire island, and at the time of this broadcast has left 90 people dead. And that's with only 3% of the island searched. Now, when good old Lunch Bucket Joe was asked about his feelings on the tragedy, his answer was no comment. No comment! Are you kidding me? Now, you would think if this man was concerned about anybody but himself and had even a little bit of a soul, that, as described by his colleagues, as an empathetic man, Joe would come up with something to say. I mean, after all, he did finish at the top of his class, didn't he? And has 2 college degrees, so surely he could think of something to show some kind of empathy to the people who lost everything. Now, not at all. His response was no comment. Now, what I gather is that, one, he doesn't give a goddamn about the people who perished in Maui, or two, he's really that unintelligent that he can't come up with a sentence to string something together and go, Oh, it's a very tragic loss. My heart goes out to the families. We're going to do the best we can to send aid to the people of Maui. Our thoughts and prayers are with something. But because there's not a prepared speech on a teleprompter in his goofy-looking cranium, instead the people who lose everything, including their families, their pets, their belongings, get no comment from the commander-in-chief. Which, in my opinion, is far from being empathetic. Instead, I get the impression of a pompous, smug, unintelligent response, because in my opinion, if it's not politically convenient to create a narrative to push leftist liberal nut job agendas like gun control, climate change, Roe versus Wade, or indicting the former president, orange man mean tweeting Donald Trump, or hurling insults such as racist, ultra MAGA, white supremacist, Islamophobic supporters, which is more, by the way, than half this country, of hardworking, law-abiding, taxpaying, God-fearing, red-blooded Americans, something this current administration would know nothing about. That they all have been working extra hard to destroy the country we all love and rebuild it as a socialist, communist regime so that they can remain in total control. However, folks, the silent majority is becoming louder with each day that passes. And I will ask each one of you that you raise this volume intensely in order to get these people out of office that do not have the best interests, our best interests, as the American people, as their top priority. Now, at the time of this broadcast, I was given some information that just absolutely disturbed me. Biden goes from his no comment bullshit to switching gears and announcing that he has a plan to help the people of Maui, that the U.S. contribution to the people who have lost absolutely everything, loved ones, pets, homes, etc. The U.S. contribution, get your face up to the speaker, is $700 per person. $700 per person. You heard me correctly. On what planet is $700 a contribution from the United States government taxpayers? Excuse me. To any way help the people of Maui that lost everything? And the left is taking a victory lap. Like, yeah, here's $700, and I did it. Congratulations, Joe. Congratulations, liberals. You have just proved my point that you're disingenuous. You're disingenuous, conceited, smug administration. Doesn't give one damn about the American people. For the people who voted for this simply because you hate the orange man, don't come crying. You voted for it, you deserve it. Shut your mouths and go on your merry way. Now, for the folks who didn't vote for this, and I reckon that's most of us, if this doesn't piss you off to the point you just want to go outside, stand on the rooftop, and paying enough attention. Now, I know that people are going to ask, how in God's name are the liberal left and the mainstream media and Joe Biden and his cronies going to somehow get the catastrophe and the tragic events of Maui out of the news? Oh, I know. Does anybody know? Give up? I'll tell you. Another goddamn indictment that even a first-year law student would laugh in your face. I'm really waiting for the indictment of Donald Trump because he removed his fucking mattress tag in 1983 and farted in a public bathroom. I'm waiting for that. If anybody else is, you know, jump on the old bandwagon because it's coming. Anything to stir up a distraction. It's absolutely ludicrous, and we the American people are absolutely getting tired of it. And to be honest with you, it makes me sick to my stomach. Join me, won't you? Now, my friends, to something on to a little less doom and gloom, but I do want to say that my thoughts and prayers, our thoughts and prayers here at Talk 29 go out to the people of Maui. I pray for you and, you know, the resilience of the folks of Maui will be able to bounce back, you know, within time. Now to address the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And as I said at the beginning of the show, some of you may not like this. I don't give a damn. The 800-pound gorilla in the room is Disney's remake of the 1937 classic film Snow White, which features Rachel Zegler, a relatively unknown actress and apparently singer, playing the lead. And Disney somehow thinks it's perfectly normal and acceptable to change the story, take the white out of Snow White to be more inclusive and diverse, whatever. And because dwarf is not a politically correct term, they will be featured as little people, will probably shop for their bathing suits at Target. The prince, you ask? Oh! Is an ineffectual, quote, creepy stalker. And apparently Snow White is not focused on the love story and the unequivocal, undying love for her from the prince, but instead focused on the leader she knows she could be. And now, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Variety, I have a clip of Rachel Zegler herself and her bringing a new modern edge to the movie Snow White, coming literally from the horse's mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Zegler.
said you were bringing a modern edge to it on stage. What do you mean by that?
I just mean that it's no longer 1937. And we absolutely wrote a Snow White that is
not going to be saved by the prince.
She's not going to be saved by the prince, and she's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be, and the leader that her late father told her that she could be if she was fearless, fair, brave, and true. And so it's just a really incredible story for, I think, young people everywhere to see themselves in.
Snow White is running for president.
I'm launching my campaign. Sam.
It hurts me. It literally hurts me. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say literally? I meant literally. The over-enunciated, uneducated word that the snowflakes use every other word besides like and I feel. This is about as disturbing as it gets. Now, to be clear, my issue is not with Snow White being brown-skinned. My issue is that the remake of a classic film like Snow White being changed into some flaky, woke bullshit. Princess is somehow a CEO, and the prince is portrayed as some ineffectual, creepy, weird stalker, all according to another entitled and even more indoctrinated mediocre actress and horrible human being. What makes things worse, oh yes, it gets worse. What makes things worse is that Disney is completely okay with Rachel Zegler absolutely taking a big steamy shit on the product. Let me paint a little picture. This would be like Hulk Hogan doing a Pepsi commercial and then being interviewed about it and was like, yeah, I did the commercial, but the product sucks. That's my drift. I have another problem with this because I'm willing to give the Barbie movie a pass since it's equally stupid. I am not giving this one a pass simply because this movie is being marketed to children. There's no teenagers going to see Snow White. Can almost guarantee you that. And if they are, they're, I don't know what to tell you. And they, you know, teenagers, when I was a teenager, are not the same. Teenagers are not going to see Snow White. It's going to be moms with their 7-8-year-old daughters. And it's very disturbing what the future leaders of America are going to be taught about the actual, not about the actual story of Snow White, but some made-up fantasy by a, as I said before, a flaky, woke, numbskull, uneducated, entitled brat. Actually, just, you know, to be honest with you, I hope it tanks. I hope it tanks the big one. Because, you know, Buzz Lightyear didn't do so good. Remember how you took Buzz Lightyear, Disney, and made it a big steaming pile of crap? And it tanked at the box office? Yeah, well, guess what? I wish the same for this one. And I hope the people that are waking up that have no idea about what they're about to watch in the movie theater and see it absolutely speak out about it, absolutely walk out. Because at this point, I'm really going to wish for Disney stock to drop and the film to film's ratings and the box office revenue to absolutely plummet. Glad that I got that off my chest. So now, folks, I will tell you, if you are a fan of the content that I provide on this show, there's also another show you could tune into, my colleague Marcus Kane, As I See It, which airs every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some great information, some great content, listening to his show. Very intriguing, very good stuff on there. That's once again every Thursday afternoon, Marcus Kane's As I See It, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you did hear an amped up broadcast today, only because there's things that there's things that get me emotional about tragic events that happen in the United States. They're happening more and more, and the way it's handled currently, and the way it was handled 4 years ago, like night and day. I can almost guarantee you that Donald Trump would be in Maui right now doing his due diligence to help those people. See, Donald Trump was about the people, is about the people, not about the politics. Not about things that are politically convenient. Joe Biden is not only about being about things that are politically convenient and serve his agenda and his motivations, whatever those may be, collecting bags of money from foreign enemies, but I digress. Like I said before, he doesn't give a damn. Doesn't give a damn about the people. Doesn't give a damn about the state of Hawaii. Doesn't give a damn about the American people. And he's never going to give a damn about the American people unless he could put into all of your heads that orange man bad, vote Democrat. We helped you out during COVID by giving you $600, $2,000, $600, and another $1,400, check of peanuts. We as the American people during COVID got the crumbs. Put out of work. Forced to wear masks. Forced to get vaccines. For the people who are still following the science of COVID, you people need to get your heads examined for real. Because if you don't already know, the vaccine is bullshit. The masks are bullshit. Being caged in your homes was bullshit. That was a ploy to see how much control they could exert over the American people. Dr. Fauci, or as I call him, Dr. Fauci-Stein, should be under the jail. The quack. He's a moron. He's a liar. And this is not the first time he fucked the American people. For those of you old enough to remember, in the mid-80s, he also pulled this shit with AIDS and the HIV virus. I'm not going to get into that in the interest of time. Go ahead and pull that up on YouTube or Google or what have you. If you don't know, you'll be pretty shocked, because I know I was. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to my show. I'm very grateful to have this platform to reach the American people and just give them the truth. Now, I do I do want to tell you that if you do have any kind of comment, concern, or you hear something that may not be accurate, some of my information that I'm referencing, you know, shoot me a text, an email, a message on Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started Facebook page, instant message, what have you. You know, don't take my word for everything that I say. Do your own research. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna do the best I can to bring you the most accurate information each week that I am broadcast on the air and that I have breath in my body. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week with us. Philip Maui, our thoughts and prayers are with you. We will hear from you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks for listening.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.